The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, you might want to spend some time outside today. Get some vitamin D if you can before it gets to be not so nice outside.
Yeah, we got about one more day before that Arctic blast arrives.
And we're still keeping an eye on the chance of wintry precipitation. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff is tracking everything, and he joins us now. Danny.
Yeah, get out and enjoy the 60s today with a few sprinkles around lunchtime because, yeah, the bottom's going to be dropping out right around bedtime, it looks like, and you're going to wake up the temps into the low to mid-30s in the morning now, it looks like, with wind chills in the 20s, and we'll struggle to hit 40 during the afternoon hours. But it gets colder than that for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and even Wednesday morning. We'll be well down into the 20s, maybe even some teens around Monday morning with wind chills in the single digits in some areas. Tracking our next storm system that will be moving right now, it looks like, through South Texas, giving them a better chance of accumulating snowfall Monday evening through Tuesday. But a shift to the track to the north could give us some accumulating snow around here.
And with the really cold weather checking in again, we're all thinking, how's the grid going to hold up? Well, the ERCOT dashboard for the next 6 days, they're projecting there is more than enough power to meet demand. Tuesday is where there is the tightest divide between demand and availability. But again, it is looking still like plenty of power to keep the lights and heat on.
Angry parents and testy board members made for one tense room as Keller ISD school board discussed splitting the district.
At one point, Keller Superintendent Tracy Johnson said she was prepared to resign over how this had all played out. More than 120 people signed up to speak to the school board last night. Many were parents, and they came in guns blazing.
Separating the district into two because of fiduciary responsibility is not just extreme, it is the nuclear option.
I hope you're being paid well for selling a district and its students down the river.
Some still supported the idea, saying two smaller districts could give teachers more flexibility. But another source of frustration was how they found out about this idea through social media, and that until now there had been no public input. The Keller ISD board agreed not to take any further steps without the community's involvement. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tonight, the Dallas Police Department and community will honor fallen officer Gabriel Bixby, who died earlier this month in a motorcycle crash on his way to work. It was an off-duty incident. He served the department for 6 years. He's going to be remembered at a vigil held at the department's Northeast Patrol Division in Dallas at 6 o'clock tonight. Funeral services are scheduled for January 28th at Lake Point Church in Rockwall.
In case you missed it, a Thursday police chase ends with Dallas officers shooting a capital murder suspect and the death of an innocent person.
I'm wondering what happened. I want to know what happened. It was my birthday. I'm coming out there to go get me a coffee, and I see all of this.
Witnesses say it created a scene in Red Oak. The chase started in Dallas and ended with the suspect crashing into another car on 35E in Red Oak. One person inside that vehicle died. A second is in the hospital with severe injuries. DPS says the suspect got out of the car with a gun in hand. Officers shot him. The suspect now in the hospital. No details yet on exactly who he is.
A federal judge in Texas is allowing three states to proceed with a lawsuit over the federal guidelines for an abortion drug. Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri want to block doctors from prescribing the drug during telehealth sessions. They filed their case in Amarillo, and the judge is allowing it to go forward.
Five Massachusetts college students are in court facing charges of luring a man to campus in a TikTok-inspired catch-a-predator plot. This is really interesting. This is taking place in schools around the country right now. They happen to nab five in Massachusetts is interesting. Prosecutors say the defendants used a student's Tinder account to invite the victim, a 22-year-old military service member, to Assumption University campus, where he was confronted by a group of students calling him a pedophile. This is a TikTok trend that's inspired by Catch a Predator. I had to have a discussion with my twin sons about this because they were involved in something very similar. They would be outing people who were online soliciting for sex and other things. Uh-huh. And there are kids doing it in every school across the country these days.
Wow.
And it's scary. I told my kids, stop doing that. Stop doing it right now. Don't be involved with that.
That's right.
Call the police.
That is so dangerous to take up, you know, law enforcement on your own like that as high school students. But just, you might want to have a talk with your kids about that if they're in school.
The four-letter word is back. Cold. That means a five-letter word is here, too. Brian, it's back on the streets.
Across Fort Worth, TxDOT trucks have already been treating highways and I-35 with brine. With severe cold and a chance of precipitation in the forecast, the city is now taking its own steps to protect streets.
And when the roads could get dicey for winter conditions, the city turns to this, more than 800 tons of salt.
And we have about 4,000 tons of sand stockpiled citywide.
Together, they're mixed with water to form brine, the substance sprayed on roads to keep them from freezing during winter storms.
That's NBC5's Kenan Willard.
Dallas and Tarrant counties are falling short of state air quality standards, according to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The two local counties are among 12 statewide flagged for poor air quality, while eight others were affected by events like wildfires, dust storms, or out-of-state emissions. With the EPA tightening air quality standards last year for the first time in a decade, officials say Dallas and Tarrant need to take action to improve the air.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Ah, good morning, guys. You know, this has been a much better week on Wall Street than I thought. I was just doing the math. The Dow Jones Industrials average is up over 1,200 points this week. I mean, 4 days, up 2.9%. The S&P is up 1.9%. The NASDAQ's the laggard. The money's been going over into the big-name blue-chip companies, but the NASDAQ's still up, oh, 0.9%. The transportation average is up 4%. Small stocks up 3.5%. This has really been an outsized move, and it looks like it continues. If the market opened right now, the S&P would be up 37, the Dow up 223, the NASDAQ up 194. A little bit of economic news today. Housing starts, building permits. Also, then later on, industrial production, capacity utilization. But the big news this week, and the real catalyst for sending stocks higher and interest rates lower, has been the news on inflation. You know, first it was the producer price index, wholesale inflation, then the consumer price index, retail inflation. And in both cases, they're showing a slowdown. It's not escalating. So that gives the Fed cover to maybe resume cutting interest rates, you know, in a few months. And in fact, the 10-year rate is back down to 4.57%. We'll see if there are any changes in these economic numbers that come out today, but they're probably not going to be big market moving. Speaking of market moving, let's watch the energy sector again. Natural gas surged to its highest finish in 2 years ahead of this Arctic blast that we're all talking about. It's actually back down a little bit right now. It's down 4%. Looks like maybe some profit taking, but still, it's off 4% from very, very high levels. The U.S. government is rolling out its latest list of Medicare stocks, the ones that are going to be used for negotiation, which means that, you know, if you're on Medicare, you can get better prices, and Wegovy and Ozempic are included in that, the popular weight loss drugs. Crude's down 39 cents, 77.46. Gold's down $9.30. The Dow looks up 228 points. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following breaking news as the Israeli cabinet, the security cabinet, has now approved the ceasefire and hostage deal. The full Israeli cabinet will vote next on that agreement.
Well, the Dallas Stars at home last night, but Canadiens goalie Jakub Dobins was nearly unbeatable.
The Dallas Stars dropped their first home matchup after a five-game road trip 3-1 to the visiting Montreal Canadiens. While Jason Robertson connected on a goal 3 minutes into the first period, Montreal was able to respond less than a minute later and never looked back, securing the final two goals of the night in the third. Post-game reaction from Jason Robertson.
I mean, the goalie played really good. It's going to be one of those games where really steals, you know, steals points, steals goals. And tonight was like that.
For the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, there was a whole lot of talk about sports and not just baseball at Globe Life Field yesterday. As you heard on the KRLD Afternoon News, David Rankin, Kristen Diaz, and David Johnson broadcast live from Globe Life during the Dallas Regional Chamber's annual meeting. And one of the guests was Cowboys co-owner Charlotte Jones. She says basically sports makes the world go round.
It's a place where all walks of life come together. Every generation, every culture, everyone there, they forget their differences and they're here together to support each other and their team. And that is why our community is so strong. And I have always believed that it is sports that saves our country.
Other guests included the new CEO of the Dallas Mavs and the head of the Dallas Wings. They shared their insights in a conversation with the Rangers' Chuck Morgan.
A fresh Arctic blast on its way just as the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo kicks off today. Hey, for decades, ice, snow, and sleet, they've been a part of the show. Matt Brockman says the stock show, they're always prepared for this.
We talk to our own staff and put out our plans with our own staff relative to making sure the sidewalks are straight and clean and the ice is removed if necessary.
And, of course, the parade is tomorrow morning in downtown Fort Worth. Bundle up. Very cold, about 42 at parade time with wind chills in the mid-30s.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.